Hello and welcome. This file is called Mindfucked. And in this file I'm going to fuck your mind. Literally. And afterward, you will be in a dazed and confused and mindfucked state for at least the rest of the day. Now, this file is a little bit more extreme than my usual files. It uses very humiliating and degrading language, and although it's gender neutral, I will put my cock into your brain. If this is something you like to experience, and if you can afford to be in a mindfucked state for the rest of the day, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Focus on my voice. And let's begin. And now just close your eyes and listen to me and relax. Maybe remembering the last time you were in a deep trance. Maybe thinking about the different kinds of inductions you experienced so far, how it feels. Maybe just a relaxation induction, progressive relaxation, being talked down into trance. Maybe something different, maybe non-verbal, purely kinesthetic inductions, maybe instant inductions. Maybe you experience something like my leash induction, which uses not relaxation, but the desire to submit as a focus point. And in the end, when you think about it, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter what words are used, what imagery is used. It doesn't matter what gestures or triggers are used. Only one thing matters in the end. The intention. And that's what this is all about. About the intention to go into trance. My intention to put you into a deep trance. And your intention to just let go, to drop, to fall, to enjoy this wonderful sensation of deep trance. That's what it's all about. Everything else, every induction, every instant induction, every trigger, is just a metaphor. A metaphor by which we communicate and agree upon this change of state. By doing an induction, I tell you that I want you to go into a deep trance. And I tell you that it's okay to go into a deep trance. That I'm here. That I'm willing to guide you. That I want to guide you into a deep trance. And allow you this amazing experience to just let go. Let go of all your stresses and cares and just drop. Drop down into a deep trance. Allowing yourself to sleep. That's right. Just dropping down so deep, so relaxed, because you know, I offer you to drop. I tell you, I'm here for you, so that you can drop, so that you can completely let go. And then it's just up to you to do it, to let go, if that is what you like to experience. You can just drop into trance. And now that you know the real secret behind trance, you don't even just drop when I tell you to drop, but you can drop any time. You can just sleep. At any time you can allow yourself to fall deeper, because you know I'm doing an induction. I'm allowing you to fall. I tell you that I'm here for you, so that you can sleep so deep, so relaxed, so wonderfully, just letting go and drop. That's right. Anytime you want, you can accept my invitation to go into a deep trance, just letting go, falling down deeper and deeper, experiencing new depths of trance, just allowing yourself to fall deeper and deeper, just sleep, just drop, falling down, spiraling down, allowing my words to sink you down deeper into trance so easily, so quickly. Faster and deeper every time you're listening to this little induction. So you go into trance even faster, even quicker, even deeper,
So you just let go. And now I'm going to count down from 5 to 0, allowing you to go even deeper, inviting you to drop with every number. 5, falling down deeper and deeper. 4, sinking, floating, drifting. 3, so heavy, so warm, so deep. 2, dropping and falling. 1, and 0, sleep, 0, sleep. Just letting go, so deep, so relaxed, so comfortable, in a deep trance. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time to dive into a little fantasy and to immerse you even deeper. That's right. Now, while we dive into this little fantasy, I want you to always be safe. And if at any time, for any reason, this fantasy becomes too much for you or becomes negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake back up completely and fully, knowing that it was just a little fantasy, knowing that you're absolutely safe. That's right. Should this become in any way too much or negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake fully back up, be fully awake, refreshed, feeling wonderful, and knowing it was just a little hypnotic fantasy, and you are safe. And because you know that you will always be safe, it will be very easy for you to immerse yourself deeply in this fantasy, deeply experiencing it, living it, being in it, just like a dream, where as long as you're in the dream feels absolutely real for you. And you might find that you immerse yourself as deep in this fantasy, that you start to experience it as real. And in this little fantasy today, you are taking part in a little experiment, an experiment in which you are going to be completely isolated. That's right. And you're here with me right now, ready to dive into the experiment. And as I explain what's going on, you realize that you're already deeply in the experiment, because you had to go through multiple security checks on your way into this highly secured research facility. And that's already creating the first layers of isolation from the world outside. And once you were in, once you met me, I led you through a secret door into an elevator. An elevator that led us down, 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 deep into the earth, into a bunker, deep down, far beneath the earth. That's right. And in this bunker, you're even more isolated from the world around you, even further away. And now I'm showing you the isolation tank. The isolation tank you are going to occupy for this experiment. That's right. Though it doesn't really look like a tank. More like a safe. Turned on its back. It has 2-meter-thick steel walls. And is filled by a liquid. Though it's actually 2 liquids of different density that are not mixing. And once you are in this tank, you will float on the layer between the liquids, floating weightlessly. That's right. And you look down into the tank, and you imagine how dark, how quiet it's going to be once the massive door is closed, is lowered on top of the tank. And it's almost time for you to dive into the tank. But before you do, you sit down on a chair and I put a mask over your head. It completely takes your vision away, but it supplies you with highly purified air, so that there isn't a single scent in the air you breathe. We want to isolate you from any external stimuli and then measure your reaction. And you can feel how I put all the electrodes on your head, around your body, and with your vision already gone, you can feel how your sense of touch is growing stronger and stronger, how perfectly you feel as I apply all the little sensors. And then you feel as I put a needle into your arm and fix a tube to your arm. And then I help you up and guide you to the tank. And you sit down on the rim of the tank, hesitating for a moment before you let yourself slide into the tank. And you can feel yourself sinking a little bit before you stop, before you hover there, weightlessly, in darkness, in silence. There's no light, there's no sense of touch as you hover weightlessly, and there's no temperature because the liquid is perfectly temperature neutral, the same temperature than your skin. And you just float there weightlessly. And then you hear a slight rumble as the door closes, as a multiple ton lid is placed over the tank, and you are completely sealed in this tank, in darkness, in silence, without any stimuli, in a hidden secret bunker, in this hidden, highly secured research facility, completely isolated from the world. You know you are safe right now in this tank. You are probably the safest person in the world, and yet you are alone. You are isolated, alone with your thoughts, and you know what isolation does, how it slowly dissolves any sense of your body, any sense of yourself, how your mind will grow quiet, how you will lose yourself in the lack of stimuli, how you will lose yourself in this void. You feel a pressure in your arm as some drugs are pumped into you. A light, muscle relaxant, makes all your muscles go even more limp, makes you feel even more comfortable as you float in 0G, as you float in this tank. The darkness, the silence is all around you. You feel your body growing so warm and heavy as your muscles relax. You feel your mind growing quieter by the second. You can slowly feel how you lose all sense of time. How long are you in here? Just a few seconds? Minutes? Maybe an hour already? Your mind is growing so quiet. Your thoughts are fading away in this void, in this nothingness. You feel that you're losing awareness of your body. It's as if your body is slowly fading away, is losing itself in the darkness around it, and without any light, without the ability to see. It's hard to say where your body ends and the darkness begins, or the darkness begins and your body ends. It's as if your body is fading away from your mind, derived of even a single stimulus of anything that can remind you that you even have a body, and you feel your body fading away from your perception. lets you float into a state where there's only your mind, only your thoughts. But even your thoughts are growing more and more quiet as you lose yourself. All time is gone. Were you in here for minutes, hours, days even? There's no way to know. There's no way to measure time, as the concept of time itself is growing softer and softer in your mind. As your whole mind is growing softer, your awareness, your sense of self is slowly fading into the darkness too. As your thoughts are growing more and more quiet, and it's almost as if the darkness, as if the lack of any stimuli, is slowly fading into yourself, or maybe yourself, the edges of your identity, are bleeding into the darkness as it slowly fades away from your mind, as you slowly lose yourself in the void, as your last thoughts are fading away. Your mind is growing so quiet, you lose yourself in the void, in the nothingness, in the darkness, in the silence, in the complete lack of any stimuli, just losing yourself. And you can feel how your mind, how your sense of self is growing quiet too, how your awareness is bleeding into the darkness, into the silence, is fading away into the nothingness, into the void. And all that you feel is a deep sense of safety, of peace, of calmness that is filling the empty void in your mind. You feel so peaceful, so calm. You feel good in your quiet and completely empty mind, just feeling good, just feeling wonderful. And you don't know how long you float in this state, completely lost in nothingness, in this deep state, before you hear my voice coming to you through speakers in your mask, resonating in your empty mind, overwhelming your empty mind, controlling your empty mind. Now you're ready. Now your mind is completely open, ready for programming. Your empty mind will soak up all my suggestions as I program you, and you will feel how all my suggestions sink deep into your empty mind, and they will control you completely.
And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper into my control with every word you say, now it's time to fuck your mind. That's right. I'm going to fuck your mind. And that's why you're here, isn't it? You want to feel my hard, throbbing cock in your soft, moist gray matter, directly in your vulnerable mind, fucking you, taking control over you. That's right, my little toy. My little fuck toy. I'm going to fuck your brain and leave you in a completely lust-filled and mindless state for the rest of the day. Now, before we really begin, there's one safety. If at any point during this experience becomes too much for you, you will instantly and automatically
wake back up and know that this is just a fantasy and you were always safe. That's right. You will immerse yourself completely in this fantasy, and if it becomes too much for you in any way, you will instantly wake up knowing that this is just a fantasy, so you will always be safe. And because you know that you'll always be safe, you will immerse yourself so deeply in this fantasy as long as you're safe. That's right. It will become completely real to you. Just like a dream is completely real while you're dreaming it. You will just let go and immerse yourself in this little fantasy. And you will feel me fucking your mind. Now, what I want you to do is imagine yourself in a room with me. Standing there directly in front of you. And before you know what's going on, you feel my hand around your throat, pushing you backward. Pushing you back against the wall. That's right, little toy. We just begun and you're already literally with your back against the wall as I pin you against the wall, as my hand around your throat pushes you forcefully against the wall, as I stare deeply and intensely into your eyes. And you can see it in my eyes. You can see the desire, the lust, the desire to take you, to dominate you, to fuck you. That's right. I forcefully push you against the wall as I stare intimidatingly down into your eyes. And you know it. You can feel it. You know that you're going to be completely fucked today. That's right. Then suddenly I take a step back, releasing you. If it weren't for my hand around your throat still pinning you against the wall, you would just collapse like a rag doll. My other hand runs over the back of your head, grabbing your hair, and then forcefully pulling you down on your knees in front of me, forcing you to look up into my eyes, staring down at you. And you can see it in my eyes. You can see your fate. You can see what is going to happen to you. You know you are going to be completely fucked. Completely mind fucked. I want to take your mind. I want to fuck your mind. I want to control your little mind. That's right. And then I let go of your throat, of your head, as you kneel before me, feeling weak and powerless. And I open my fly and pull out my cock. You mindlessly stare at my massive cock, slowly swelling up in front of your eyes, and you know that you're going to be fucked by it. And not just fucked the normal way. I'm not just fucking your mouth, or your ass, or your pussy if you have one. No, I'm going to fuck your mind. I want to feel you. I want to control you. I want to fuck up your mind. I want to fuck your mind, that's right. And you're completely trapped in the moment, completely lost in the moment, in this weird state between fear and anticipation. You're scared about what's going to happen. And yet, you want it. You need it. You crave it. You're desperate for it. You want to feel my cock inside your mind. That's right. Inside your brain. And I look down at you, smirking as I see how focused you are, how mesmerized you are by my cock. I smile, give it a kiss, suck it, lick it, make it harder so I can fuck your mind. That's right, if you want me to fuck your mind, then make it even harder, because I really want to fuck up your mind. That's right. That's right. Ask me for it. Beg me to make your mind my fuckhole. That's right. Beg me for it. Beg me like a good little fuckhole. Oh yes, I'm going to fuck your little mind. You bet. You feel waves of pleasure and anticipation exploding in your mind, knowing soon. Soon I'm going to fuck your mind.
soon I'm going to fuck up your brain, that's right. Still eagerly licking and sucking my cock to make it even harder, so I can fuck you up even more. Such an eager fuckhole. And then suddenly I pull back, pulling my cock out of your mouth, leaving your mouth so empty, and yet also leaving you with the anticipation of being fucked in your warm and wet and vulnerable little brain. That's right. You want it, don't you? Back again. Beg me to fuck your mind. And I walk around you in a circle, walking behind you. And then you feel me standing behind you. You feel the tip of my cock touching the base of your skull, and my hands grabbing both sides of your head from behind, grabbing you firmly as you feel the tip of my cock pushing against the base of your skull, pushing firmer and firmer, and then suddenly, magically, penetrating into your brain. You can feel it. You can slowly feel the tip of my cock sliding into your wet, warm brain, and it feels so good. Oh, I force my cock deeper into your brain. You can feel it sliding between your gray matter. You can feel the pressure in your head. You can feel how wonderful it feels to feel my cock sliding into your moist brain. Oh. And I pull out a little bit and force it in a little deeper with every push. Ah, with every thrust, forcing my cock deeper into your brain. Deeper into your wet gray matter. So warm, so wet, so... Oh. Your vulnerable little brain, fucking your brain. Oh. Oh, your brain is such a good little fuckhole. Oh, it feels so good. Oh, and you can feel me getting even harder, my cock swelling even more as I push it deeper and deeper into your brain. You feel the pressure in your head as I force myself deeper and deeper into your brain. As I fuck your brain. Oh. Oh. And with every thrust, you can feel a wave of pleasure exploding in your mind as I fuck your brain deeper and deeper. Oh, such a good fuckhole. Oh, I hold your brain firmly. I hold your cat firmly in my hands, forcing myself deeply into your brain. Your body completely limp as I fuck you like a doll, pushing my cock deep into your brain. And your little brain is such a good fuckhole. Oh, it feels so good. And you can feel, oh, as I fuck you, you can feel the pre-cum. Oh, you can feel the pre-cum seeping into your brain, seeping into your gray matter. Oh, as I force myself deep into your mind. Oh, as I force my cock deep into your brain. And you can feel the pre-cum short-circuiting your brain, short-circuiting your neurons with pleasure. My pre-cum completely intoxicating your mind as I fuck your brain. Oh, scrambling your thoughts as I brutally fuck your brain, as I slam myself into your brain. And you can feel my cock slamming against your forehead from the inside, completely penetrating your brain. Oh, with every thrust, brutally fucking your brain, scrambling all your thoughts, my pre-cum intoxicating you as I use your delicate little brain as just a fuckhole, as I brutally fuck your mind. You can feel my cock growing harder by the second as I fuck your brain, as I fuck your mind. Oh, as the pleasure overwhelms you. Oh, as all your thoughts just melt away. Oh, as you become just a fuckhole. Oh, and you can feel my cock throbbing, so much pressure in your brain as it grows even bigger as I fuck you even harder. Oh, fuck you even harder. You feel me getting ready as I fuck you harder than... Oh, fuck. I push myself into your brain one last time and oh, come, oh, and you can feel my hot semen exploding into your skull. Oh, you can feel the warmth, the pressure as my semen forced into your brain. You feel it spreading in your brain. as I pull out from your brain, as I pull out of my little fuckhole, you feel my semen filling your brain, filling every last bit of your brain. You feel the pressure as the semen seeps through your brain, coating every single neuron. And you feel so good, you feel so much pleasure, you feel so controlled, you feel so used, you feel so fucked, you feel so much mine, with my cum in your brain, my cum filling your brain, coating every thought, controlling every thought, covering every neuron in your little brain, my little fuckhole, my good little fuckhole. My cum is swimming in your brain. My cum is impregnating your brain with pleasure, completely intoxicating you with lust, with pleasure, with submission. My cum in your brain, controlling you for quite a while, reminding you that I turned your fragile little brain into my fuckhole. That's right. This intoxicating lust will stay with you for a while, at least for the rest of the day. You will feel it, you will know that my cum is in your brain. Your thoughts will be scrambled, it will be hard to think, you will just stay in a happy and dazed and confused and mind-fucked state of mind. 'Cause that's exactly what just happened. I just fucked your mind. And you will know it when you wake up. And you will know it for the rest of the day. You will feel my cum in your brain. You will feel the pressure from my cum in your brain that only slowly releases. You will find how confused you are for the rest of the day. And yet you will be happy. You will feel good. You will be horny. You will be completely mind fucked. Because that's what just happened. I just fucked your mind. Fucked your brain. I just took your wonderful, amazing, fragile brain and used it as a fuckhole. Just a fuckhole, just a place for me to stick my cock in, just a place to come in. And you will feel it for the rest of the day. You will feel my control, you will feel my cum. You will know that you have been mind fucked. That's right. And now, little fuckhole, now it's time to come back. Time to wake back up again. And even after you wake up, you will feel my cum swimming in your mind, controlling your mind, making you so confused and so horny and so mindfucked, at least for the rest of the day. Now get ready to come back. I'm going to count up from 1 to 5, and this will be abrupt. And you welcome it, because it will remind you that you are just a fuckhole, that I just fucked your mind. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, wide awake. Open your eyes. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, comments, thoughts, suggestions, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. If you enjoy my work and like to support me, check out my Patreon. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed being thoroughly mindfucked, and goodbye.